The allegation is that in one case, they are alleging in the Daily Caller that there was a spreadsheet that you put out of all of these names.
Absolutely false.
And circulated.
No spreadsheet, nothing of the sort. And let me also elaborate and say that when the intelligence community would respond to a request from a senior national security official for the identity of an American, that would come back only to the person who requested it. And it would be brought back to them directly.
To you directly.
To me or to whoever might have requested it on occasion. And this is, you know, important. It was not then typically broadly disseminated throughout the national security community or the government. So the notion that, which some people are trying to suggest, that by asking for the identity of an American person, that is the same as leaking it, is completely false. There's no equivalence between so-called unmasking and leaking. The effort to ask for the identity of an American citizen is necessary to understand the importance of an intelligence report in some instances.
Now, the allegation is that you were responsible for leaking the fact that Mike Flynn had talked to Ambassador Kislyak and perhaps to others. Is there any truth to that?
I can't get into any specific reports. I don't know what Devin Nunes reviewed at the White House.